Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today is the 19th day of the blessed month of Kiyak. May God end the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord and my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, St. John, Bishop of El Borollos, departed. He came from the wealthy family and from priestly ancestors. His parents were charitable and gave generously to the poor. When they died, St. John took the money they left and built a hostel for strangers. He gathered the sick, served them himself, and offered them what they needed. Once a monk visited him and saw his good deeds. He praised him and praised monasticism in his presence, showing him an honor. The saint was attracted to the monastic life, and he had a deep love in his heart for it. After the monk departed, the saint distributed his wealth among the poor and went into the wilderness of Shihit. He became a monk under the guidance of Saint Daniel, the archpriest of the wilderness. Saint John was known for his zeal for worship and his great asceticism. He lived alone in a secluded building. Satan and his soldiers envied his good deeds, and they gathered against him and painfully beat him. He was sick for so many days, after which the Lord Christ healed him. He regained his strength and overcame the devil. God then called him to become a bishop of Borollos. At this time there were some heresies, and he made a great effort to eradicate them and covered the heresies of the Orthodox faith. Also in his time, a monk from Upper Egypt claimed that he could reveal certain things which were imparted to him by the Archangel Michael, and he misled many by his deception. Saint John saw that the monk's deeds were from the devil. He commanded that the monk be beaten until he confessed his sins, and he drove him out of the country. Another claimed that Habakkuk, the prophet, appeared and revealed hidden things to him, and as a result, he was followed by many. Saint John drove him out of the country after he had exposed his deception. He also put an end to the use of several bad books. Every time this saint went up to the sanctuary to serve the divine liturgy, his face and all his body were flushed red, as though he came out of a fiery furnace, and his tears poured heavily on his cheeks, for he was beholding the heavenly host on the altar. Three times when he placed his finger in the chalice to make the sign of the cross during the fraction prayer, he found that the cup was hot as fire. Furthermore, in his days, some infidels were partaking of the holy mysteries without having fasted. The saint rebuked them, but since they did not hearken to him, he excommunicated them and forbade them from the fellowship of the church. When they disobeyed his order, he entreated God. So fire came down from heaven, and the fire burned their leader. Fear fell upon the rest, and they repented. When the Lord wanted to repose him from the toil of the world, he sent to him Saint Anthony and Saint Mercurius to tell him of the day of his departure. He called his people and commanded them, then departed in peace. May his praise be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.